The following podcast is a presentation of Small Biz America.
Small Biz America.
This is the National Networker. Here's your host, Adam Kovitz.
Hello and welcome to the National Networker Show. I'm your host, Adam J. Kovitz, and we have a wonderful guest today. Fantastic woman. I've actually had the pleasure of meeting her in person and reading her one of her books. She's the author of the book Guerrilla Publicity, as well as Networking Magic, and she has another book on the way. I'm sure she'll be talking about that later. She is a renowned strategist and international speaker. She is the CEO of a strategic consulting firm known as Promising Promotion, and boy, I'll tell you, she does a lot of things. She has a syndicated radio show called Do the Dream. She has an upcoming TV show called The Connecting Minute, which I can't wait to hear about. And without further ado, I'd like to introduce you to Jill Lublin. Jill, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And Jill, let's just start off, like I always like to do with my guests, giving me a background on you. I mean, has networking always been something you've done, or did you fall into it? How did it find you and you find it?
Well, the truth about it is that I think I was born this way. Well, you know, actually, come to think of it, Adam, that isn't true now that I'm reflecting back, because the reality is I actually started out incredibly shy, and I remember being and feeling socially inept, and I don't know what changed, but something maybe around sixth grade kind of, you know, snapped back in or something, I think, and all of a sudden, I became really, you know, in a way, who I more am, which really is an incredible networker, a great connector, and a natural at it. But I also know, you know, that some of that wasn't born into me, that probably part of it was learned, whether I realize it or not, and that I think, you know, frankly, everybody's capable of that.
How did the shift happen? I mean, what do you think caused that?
If we're talking about way back when, I think it was summer camp.
Okay.
I went to summer camp where I learned how to make puppets. And we would take these puppets from start to finish. They were actually marionettes. We had to make the costumes, do the makeup, create the body and the actual marionette, plus practice a play, write a play, and then go and perform a play around Michigan. So it was pretty amazing, actually, to have that opportunity to create at that level. And I think it really, in a way, brought me out of my shyness.
Interesting. Okay. So as you moved through the camp years and into college, you went to you have a degree in what now?
Well, I have a degree in psychology and criminal justice, which has absolutely nothing to do with what I do. And I always wanted to be an attorney, so I ended up going to a year of law school. Hated that, and realized that really was not what I was here to do. What my natural connection was really about creating promotion and helping people get their word out, creating visibility. And that's really what I was talented at, what I loved, what gave me joy.
So once you found that passion in yourself, what was the next step for you?
Well, I think from there, you know, what I really started doing was getting involved in the music business and realizing that what life was really about learning how to promote and how to create great messages. And from the music business, obviously that was great training in promotion and publicity. And that's where I naturally ended up, which I think is really, you know, more about who I am, about helping people get their messages heard. And then, you know, frankly, it was just this wonderful circle that just kept happening. You know, I think once you find your way in life and find the groove you belong in, that then things unveil themselves and unroll themselves to help you along the path. So from that, what I was able to do was then create an ability to get myself in business. I started my own PR firm, and I started working with clients, you know, nationwide. And then right after that, I ended up starting my own consulting company and getting asked to do my book, Guerrilla Publicity.
But how did that come about then?
Well, that was networking. See, that's what's so great about it, because I remember sitting along with a literary agent one time, and this agent had asked me to speak a number of times at different events on the topic of publicity. He knew what I did. For years, he knew who I was. And then one day, Adam, he says to me, "Hey, Jill, you know, you really ought to write a guerrilla book." I thought, well, what a great idea, right? And, you know, like, why didn't we think of this earlier? And so there we are, you know, everything in its perfect timing, writing guerrilla publicity, because it turns out he's the agent for J. Conrad Levinson, who wrote all the guerrilla series.
Sure.
And there I ended up with writing a guerrilla publicity book, which, you know, frankly really launched my next level of my career, which was speaking and training. And I was able to really do that by writing that book. And that was all through networking.
Sure, sure. And again, I brought this up with another guest that I had on by the name of David Alexander. There seems to be, and I'm always looking at the trends throughout the industry. What is that? Where do you think this link comes from between networking and training? You know, you mentioned that you do training and speaking. What's the link between that? Why does that seem to exist and be fairly prevalent?
Well, I think that the truth is, you know, I always say it's not who you know, but who knows you, right?
Sure.
And I think what happens that as you start getting out in the world, it's kind of one of those cyclical momentum creates momentum, right? And so all of a sudden people start seeing you, knowing about you, hearing about you, and guess what? Next thing you know, you're featured. You're featured on the air, you're featured someplace else, or somebody will recommend you for a training session, or somebody will recommend you for a job and or a network. I think it just keeps going.
Sure.
And I feel that that's part of, you know, life's great gifts, is that as you start really putting yourself out there, more and more happens.
No doubt. The book Networking Magic, okay, that came along during this period, I'm assuming. Is that correct?
Well, what was great is Guerrilla Publicity, we made a bestseller, and then our publisher asked what every author wants to hear, and that is, well, besides would you like to be on Oprah, the other great question is, what's your next book? And so with that, we were able to, get the next book written, Networking Magic. And because of networking, because of my very strong joint ventures and affiliates and my relationships, frankly, my relationships drove that book to number one on Barnes & Noble, at which point, you know, Barnes & Noble immediately orders 1,000, and it's just really exciting because it starts stimulating computers. And when you get number one on Barnes & Noble, you know, great things happen. Like, you can find your book in bookstores. It's a wonderful thing.
That's great.
Yes, it's really good. And all that came from networking. I mean, I think that's really a walking example of using networking to make networking magic great, to make it sell.
Well, now you have another book in the works. Why don't you tell us about that? That's scheduled for release sometime in 2008, correct?
Yes, it is. It's called Get Noticed, Get Referrals. It's on McGraw-Hill, and it's coming out in May 2008, which I'm very excited about. So you can imagine, you know, there's always a lot of work that goes into a book. But again, you know, I know that part of climbing up the ladder when it comes to the publishing world is often about building what in the publishing world they call platform, which means you have a lot of contacts, a lot of connections, and a lot of following. So that's why I can get a publisher now like McGraw-Hill. And I think that makes a huge difference in having walked this path for quite a while that, you know, really I'm walking my talk, I'm writing books about networking, and, of course, I'm networking, which, as you know, Mr. Networker, is really, really key.
I may know a thing or two about it. Now, help us out. Can you give us a little bit of a sneak preview? I mean, what's the impetus for this book?
Well, Get Noticed is really about how do you build your career, your database, your business, while making a name for yourself. And so that's it builds on what I have as Guerrilla Publicity, as Networking Magic, and it's really building a new brand that I'm flowing into called about being influential. How do you be influential? And so we're going to talk about being in joy in your business. We're going to talk about how to build your database by building joint ventures. So it's going to be practical, but it's also going to be somewhat philosophical, talking about building your business through passion, which, of course, engages people naturally. I think people are naturally attracted to those who are doing what they love, loving what they do, and making a difference.
No doubt. Okay, well, how about now, aside from aside from the speaking and aside from the book writing thing, you also do your own podcast, correct? You have your, or it's a radio show. Is that true?
It is a radio show. It's called Do the Dream.
Okay.
And I interview celebrities and wonderful people who've kind of been up against their own obstacles about their dream, how they did their dream, and what we can do to do ours. So people give us great advice and wonderful stories, and it's been a very powerful show, very touching to me, and definitely has touched other people, you know, really demonstrating real stories from real people.
So now, for our listeners out there, how do we tune in? How do we find this show?
Well, at this point, I would tell you, go to my website, which is jilllublin.com. That's JILLLUBLIN.com.
Okay, and that's how we can hear the show. And you also have a TV project that you're working on, too, correct?
I do. I have a TV one-minute show called The Connecting Minute, and I'm actually about to take that show out bigger, you know, really more of an interview format show.
Hmm.
So, yeah, that's exciting, but that's been on a Clear Channel station in Northern California, and so we're looking to pull it out even wider and bigger now.
That sounds fantastic. And again, when you talk about the connecting minute, what are we talking about? We're talking about physical connecting? We're talking about networking?
Well, we are talking about networking. I'll tell you, I took like the gems from Networking Magic, and I honed them down into one-minute sound bites. And that's what I'm telling people to do. I'm giving them, you know, specific advice, how to work a room, what to do about your business card, how to introduce yourself, that kind of quick, fun, formatted, you know, easy-to-deliver kind of statements.
Sure, sure. Now, with all the activity that you have going on in your life, currently in the industry, we're seeing the big debate seems to be what do you prefer, face-to-face networking versus online networking? How do you go about networking? What are the channels that you go through throughout your business life?
Well, you know what's interesting, Adam? When I did write Networking Magic, we were really privileged to talk to the best networkers across the country. And, well, number one, the number one trait that the best networkers have is giving, that they're givers. So I thought that's important for people to know. But I also will tell you the other thing that was interesting to me is that people thought the trend was that the bigger trend would be what some people were calling belly-to-belly marketing, meaning in person. Now, what I do for me is I show up, I benchmark how many networking events I go to every single month. And my goal is four times a month, I go to a networking event. Now, some people will think, wow, that's a heck of a lot, Joe. And, you know, it is with everything else I do. But, you know, the truth is I really enjoy it. I have a great time. I love to connect. I'm a natural connector. And if you're a natural connector, networking events are a lot of fun.
Sure.
So, for me, networking is truly a joy. And it's really not work. It's actually, it's interesting for me. It's social. It's getting to know people. It's building relationships. It's about connecting.
Sure. Now, again, the belly-to-belly stuff seems to work for you. Do you do any online stuff?
You know, I do some of the online things like LinkedIn. You know, I don't think, you know, frankly, I even use them well enough. Some of that's just because of my, my schedule, to be honest.
Sure.
So I haven't been doing as much of that. It's something I'm going to look at doing more of in as we progress into 08.
Sure, sure. So I wanted to get your feel on this. The industry itself is moving in some strange and mysterious ways, and a lot of people are trying to get their heads around it. What do you think is the future for this industry in general?
Well, I think social networking is the future. So what that looks like to me is it is a lot of online networking because, you know, we obviously all can't be everywhere, and there's so many great contacts all around the world that you can then link into with your computer.
Sure.
So I personally think that's really the trend, but I also see a great need for us coming back to that person-to-person connection. And getting handled in a way that allows people to really make that personal connection. I think that's just as important. I really do.
Sure, sure. Well, I appreciate your thoughts on that. And I know that you have an interesting workshop that you're planning coming up. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, sure. Thank you. I do what I call a crash course in publicity, where I help business owners, consultants, product developers, really all kinds of businesses, get their word out without spending a fortune. And I go through how to write a press release, how to do your bio, what to say as a media, and all day long, all kinds of strategies that gets the media to really say yes to you without, you know, you having to figure it out all day long. So, you know, we're actually writing things in the course. It's been really a popular course. It's created great results for people and really accelerated their ability to get themselves in front of media and most importantly, feel really confident about it. So I'd love to make a special offer to any of your listeners. And what they can do is go to a particular link that I have. And let me give you that link,
okay,
which is promisingpromotion.com. That's promisingpromotion, singular, .com/special.html. And that would be a great way to find out a terrific price that I'm going to offer all of your listeners and a great discount for a day that's really accelerating PR results.
That's wonderful, Jill. I really appreciate that. I appreciate you coming on the show, too, and hopefully we can have you back again sometime, and especially after your new book comes out. We'd love to talk with you more about that.
Well, thank you, Adam. It's always a pleasure to work with you. You're just terrific and doing great work out there.
You're too kind. Thank you so much. You've been listening to the National Networker Show. My name is Adam J. Kovitz, your host, and I wanted to thank our special sponsors, www.smallbizamerica.com, as well as foundercontact.com. Two great websites. We look forward to you checking them out. Catch us again on the next show. Take care. We'll see you soon.
Thanks for listening to the National Networker. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz America.